Good morning, everyone. I mean, it's super early this morning. This is Portia Houdat Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and the sun hasn't even began to set, and I am coming from the store, and I just want to talk a little bit about morning glory. As long as I can remember, I've always been an early riser, and when I say early riser, I'm not just talking about getting up early. I used to get out really early, like around 4:45. I was fully dressed, had a cup of coffee, and by 5 o'clock, I was sitting in some 24-hour establishment that was selling coffee and meditating and just having that me time. And I want to talk to all the people that struggle to get out of the bed in the morning. And then you're kind of like me. Once you get out of the bed, well, it's how I feel now. Once you get out of the bed, you feel so much better. It's just getting out of the bed that's the struggle. And you know what? It was just such a great parallel for me, because all of my life I've awakened really early in the morning. And so I've never been able to feel what others feel when they're like, you know, I'm so tired, I want to sleep in. Because on the days that I wanted to sleep in, I still was woke. So I have been one of those people that even if I go to bed at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, my eyes still open right at 4:45. So even if I don't get out of the bed, I'm woke. And I ended up just, you know, I end up pedaling out of the bed anyways around 5:30 or something, as opposed to just listening to everyone breathe in the bed as I am awakened. So I wanted to just talk about that struggle right there that you feel, because I had a great, you know, epiphany this morning, and that is sometimes your breakthrough or sometimes the thing that you're trying to do or you're attempting to do feels like that sleep that you don't want to let go of. It feels like it's just really difficult, or you're too tired, or you're worn out, or that this fight has gone on too long and you just feel like you haven't gotten enough rest. You're not really refueled, refired, and rejuvenated and ready for your day. But once you get up, you know what? You can't win the battle if you don't show up for the war. And so the thing of it is you have to press through. You have to make yourself not only open your eyes and have a conscious awareness that you are in this world, but you got to get out of the bed. You got to get out of the bed till your body starts reacting, responding to what you are taking action in behind or towards or going. And so you'll notice that, you know, every little move you take, from walking out of the bedroom to just sitting up in the bed, then walking out of the bedroom, to when you pick up your toothbrush and begin to brush your teeth, your body begins to come to life. Your brain begins to work. And that's how it's going to work today for that product that you're working for or toward or trying to sell, for that project that you're working on, for that client that you have right now, and you're looking for a way to just really creatively, bring some things into that person's life and to do some things. But once you come alive, you need to come alive, be fully inspired, fully aware of your surroundings. And the only way you're going to do that is wake up. This is Portia Houdat Chandler. This is your Tuesday morning wake up call. Hope you have a blessed one.